Are you ready to grow from solopreneur to CEO? You're in the right place. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and I've spent the last decade helping women entrepreneurs start and scale service-based businesses. If you're serious about building a sustainable business, it's time to put the strategy, systems, and support in place to make it happen. Join me each week for candid conversations about stepping into your role as CEO, the hard lessons learned along the way, and practical, profitable strategies to grow a sustainable business without the hustle and burnout. If you are anything like me, the last few months, I've been a little bit out of my zone. I know I haven't been as productive as I could be. And that is why it is time to bring back the Fired Up and Focused Challenge. I'm your host of the Promote Yourself to CEO podcast, Rachel Cook. And the Fired Up and Focused Challenge has been my most popular resource for CEOs who are ready to plan, prioritize, boost their productivity, and ultimately boost their profitability by stepping into their role as CEO, focusing on those CEO-level tasks, and ensuring that they're not getting distracted or bogged down by the day-to-day busy work, that day-to-day grind that so many business owners find themselves struggling with. I have the entire five-part challenge coming to you directly on the podcast, but I highly, highly encourage you to head over to firedupandfocus.com to download all of the workbooks, all of the slides, all of the transcripts. These 5 days are going to walk through the most powerful exercises, the most powerful habits that you as a CEO can have in your business to ensure that your focus truly on the higher level CEO tasks to work on the big picture of your business versus in the daily grind. Again, head over to firedupandfocus.com to get all of the additional resources. I hope you enjoy streaming this challenge all 5 days, the freshly updated version into your earbuds, and I can't wait to hear from you. Hey there, Rachel Cook here, host of the Promote Yourself to CEO podcast and founder of the CEO Collective. Welcome back to day two of the Fired Up and Focused Challenge. Yesterday, we talked about where we can get the biggest ROI for our time and our energy. But chances are, you still have a massive to-do list and you need a little bit of help figuring out how do we get prioritized. So here's the thing. Most of us in today's modern society, we are constantly overwhelmed and bombarded with all of the things that we have to do. We are facing interruption constantly. We have social media notifications. Our inboxes are constantly full. Our mind is just cluttered and overwhelmed as we're trying to juggle all the balls and remember everything that we need to get done. And when we are cluttered and overwhelmed, we can't think clearly. And when we can't think clearly, we simply can't do our best work. So we want to go from having a mind that is full of that nonstop to-do list that has us feeling low energy, low focus, not present, overwhelmed, anxious, rushed, distracted, on edge, with zero bandwidth, to having more spaciousness, to having more time and energy, to having more focus. We want to turn this around. So our goal today, first, step number one, is to free up the bandwidth, to get it out of your head. This is my number one go-to strategy when I am starting to feel anxious in any way, shape, or form, when I'm starting to feel like things are out of control or there's too much going on. I know that the more I'm trying to keep in between my ears, the more stressed out and anxious I'm going to be. So we're going to do a brain dump, and it's very simple. Pull out a piece of paper, set a timer for 15 minutes, and get it all out. Brain dump every single task that you have, every single to-do that you need to get to, and put it all down on a piece of paper. I really encourage you to pull out a sheet of paper or download the workbook and do this by hand, because there is a lot of research between the connection of writing things out by hand and your mental state, your mental clarity. So go ahead, Set the timer for 15 or 20 minutes and write out every single thing. Now, this could be business-related tasks. It could be personal tasks. It could be related to your family, your health, your finances. It really doesn't matter. I just want you to get all of the to-dos out of your head onto paper. And when you think you've got everything down, I want you to challenge yourself to just go for another 5 minutes. So hit pause on the video or on the podcast right now, and I will be here when you get done in 20 minutes. Okay, now that you have a massive brain dump to-do list out onto paper, we need to prioritize this. And we're going to prioritize that big brain dump and actually make these things organized so that we can attack them in order of priority. This is another strategy that is a complete game changer. I learned this from Stephen Covey's Habits of Highly Effective People. It's called the Eisenhower Matrix. You can find this. So many different people talk about doing this approach. But let me break it down for you so you can organize that brain dump. There are four quadrants in the Eisenhower Matrix. And what you're going to do is plug in your tasks into the correct quadrant. Now, when you overlay this with the core business tasks framework that tell you what those tasks are valued at, it will make a massive difference in helping you see where you should be prioritizing. So these quadrants are organized by importance and urgency. Importance for a business owner means revenue generating. These are the things that are going to move your business forward. Urgent means if you don't get this done right this second and the next day or two, you may have a consequence, right? There might be something that happens that you do not want to have happen. We don't want to be running our business in emergency mode. So our goal is to focus our time and energy on the tasks that are important, meaning revenue generating, but not urgent. We're not running around like a chicken with our head cut off. We are proactively doing those growth-oriented tasks. So let's break down what each of these categories mean. The first is important and urgent. These are things that are day-to-day that are happening in your business that you need to make sure get done. But again, these are maintenance mode. These are maintenance mode tasks. These are going to be the most likely the $100 an hour tasks. These are going to be things like your day-to-day working with your clients, your day-to-day team, your day-to-day marketing, your nurture marketing, which we're going to talk about a whole lot more in an upcoming challenge. These are going to be making sure all the technology works, etc. So this is like your weekly to-do list that has to happen in your business, either yours or people on your teams for implementing and making sure your business continues to run. That is category number one, important and urgent. The second category directly below it, not important and urgent. Yes, there are tasks that are not super important, but they are urgent, right? These are not revenue generating. Doing your bookkeeping isn't going to grow your revenue, but it does need to get done in a timely manner, right? Paying your taxes, important to the IRS, but not revenue generating. So we qualify that as not important, but it is urgent. You have to do it on time. You have to pay your quarterlies or else you get in trouble. These are the types of tasks that you want to systematize or you want to outsource, right? As quickly as you can. You want to either put in a piece of technology that can streamline how much time it takes, or you want to just outsource it completely or hire someone to do this. The next category to the right of that, not important and not urgent. Yes, there are probably tasks on your list that don't need to get done. We just feel like we have to do them. This is usually where comparisonitis will bite us in the butt. We're looking at what everybody else is doing, will keep us in the busy work because we feel like we have to be everywhere and we have to do all the things. This is where I really want you to put on your critical thinking cap, your CEO hat, and ask yourself, is this task actually need to be done or can I just throw it away? Can I just cross it completely off the to-do list? Chances are there are tasks that you may have added to your list that aren't necessary at all. So we want to ask ourselves, what can we stop doing? What can we say no to? These are going to be the things that are no longer a fit, that don't generate results for your specific business. And often, again, they're things that you may have been told you need to do, but actually don't make an impact for your business. And then finally, we're back on the top right, the important, aka revenue generating. Again, in this approach to the Eisenhower matrix, importance means revenue generating and not urgent. This is where we want to spend most of our time and energy. These are the highest ROI tasks. These are the tasks that accelerate growth. These are the tasks that are strategic. They are marketing and sales related. This is the CEO level work, $1,000 an hour, $10,000 an hour tasks. So remember, when we look at these core business tasks, not all tasks are created equal. Not all tasks are created equal. We want to spend more of our time on the $1,000 an hour, $10,000 an hour tasks. We want to minimize how much time we are spending on the $100 an hour tasks. And we want to streamline, systematize, outsource the $10 an hour tasks as quickly as possible. Keep in mind, we all start out doing all of these tasks. You might not even have the bandwidth to get to the $10,000 an hour tasks yet because you don't have enough support to get these lower value tasks off your plate. That's okay. We all start there. But the faster you can get those off your plate, the faster you're going to move, the easier it's going to be for you to grow. And more importantly, the more bandwidth you're going to have for the higher level creative CEO work that is required at the higher level. So how do we really get clarity on what we need to be focused on every single week? We use the brain dump. We use this way to create the strategic to-do list, the Eisenhower matrix. And we also use the CEO score. This is the second part to this breakdown of the $10 an hour, $100 an hour, $1,000 an hour, and $10,000 an hour tasks. These help you come up with your CEO score and track your score each and every week. Yes, I track my score each and every week. This is part of the CEO planner system that we have created. This is something I encourage all of my clients to do because it brings radical transparency and honesty to where you are investing your time and energy. Your CEO score is a simple strategy to help you clearly see if you are investing your time and energy into the most important, aka revenue related, revenue driving tasks in your business. So how do we come up with our score? We take our goal annual revenue, divide it by the number of weeks that we want to work per year. So I'm going to give you some examples so that you can see how this could break down. Let's say your goal revenue is six figures. The first six figures, $100,000, and you're going to work 50 weeks a year. This makes the math nice and simple. We need to make sure we are hitting a score of 2,000 per week. So if your goal CEO score is 2,000 per week, and you are now going to track your time in your calendar or using a time tracking app to see where you're investing your time, and you give that time a value, what kind of tasks would you need to focus on to achieve that 2,000 per week? Well, honestly, at this level, you probably are still going to be doing a lot of the $10 an hour tasks and $100 an hour tasks simply because they need to get done. They need to get done. And if your business is only making $100,000 or you're aiming towards that first $100,000, you may not have the profits left in order to hire a team to take stuff off your plate so that you can shift up and focus on higher value activities. But at this level, you need to have at least 1 hour of $1,000 an hour activity, a few hours of your $100 an hour activity, and probably quite a few that are still going to be in the $10 an hour until you can minimize it, systematize it, or outsource it. Now, if you're going to level up your goal, which is what I recommend, you're going to see you need to show up differently, right? If you are going to aim for a $500,000 a year business, $500,000, and you're still going to work that 50 weeks, then your goal becomes $10,000 an hour a week of value. So as you're tracking your time and you're assigning value to the things that you are working on in your business, and you know you need to hit 10,000 per week, what kind of tasks would you focus your time and energy on? You're going to have to add more of the $1,000 an hour tasks in order to hit that $10,000 per week goal. If you don't add more of those higher level tasks, you're going to have to work a lot of hours to hit that goal. So you can start to see that as you aim your sights towards a higher revenue business, $500,000 versus $100,000, your energy, your time, your attention needs to shift to higher value tasks. The good news is if your goal is $500,000, you are trending in that direction, you likely have the resources to now hire a team that can take more of the $10 an hour work and the $100 an hour work off of your plate. But what would it look like if you really wanted to aim big? Your dream business is $1 million. And again, you're going to work 50 weeks a year, take 2 weeks for vacation. Then your goal becomes 20,000 per week, your goal CEO score. And you're tracking your time and energy every single day. What kind of tasks would you need to focus on in order to have a business at that level? I can tell you, people who run million-dollar businesses are not spending their time on $10 an hour and $100 an hour tasks. They have outsourced them. They have streamlined them. They have simplified them. They have systems in place so that those day-to-day things are running without them needing to be involved. At this level, their time is predominantly spent on $1,000 an hour tasks and $10,000 an hour tasks. And this is the game changer, right? When you start to see that the higher you want to grow your business, the bigger you want to grow your business, the more revenue you want, the more you need to get out of the weeds. Because if you can't get out of the day-to-day, you will never have a business that size. You cannot grow a million-dollar business doing $10 an hour work. We can even start to play with the numbers here. I was using 50 because it was a nice even number to get started. But let's say you want to take 12 weeks off per year. This is how I calculate my personal goal and the goal that I've had for many years until I hit this threshold. To achieve $1 million business and to take 12 weeks off per year, I generally take a week off every single month. My goal is 25,000 per week. So each week, as I am tracking my activity, I am tracking my score, I have to make sure I'm focused on the right tasks. And to add another layer to it, I only want to work 25 hours a week. This further condenses the time and energy I have. This gives me constraints on what I can and cannot put my attention on. So I must invest that 25 hours a week into $10,000 an hour activities, like doing interviews or public speaking or making sales, or my $1,000 an hour activities focused on strategy, doing my CEO date, those higher level CEO tasks. Every single week in my planner, I track what I'm doing. I assign a score. I add it up every single day, the daily value I contributed, put into my little sweat equity piggy bank for the business, and I track it week after week after week. Some weeks I hit the goal right on. Some weeks I'm a little low. Some weeks I'm way over, especially if I've had a lot of attract marketing going on. But this is the secret to working smarter, not harder. This is what we don't think about as easily when we're kind of in that day-to-day daily grind of our business. We can have a really hard time getting into the higher value work because then we start to think, well, I don't have time. How am I going to find the time? You're never going to find the time. You have to make the time. So I encourage you to download the workbook. Come up with your CEO score and use that as a way to help you prioritize that brain dump, look at the tasks on your plate, and figure out where you should be investing your time, energy, and attention. I encourage you to not set your goals, your CEO score, based on the business you currently have. I encourage you to set it on the business you want. What is the business you want in the next couple of years? Because you won't grow a $1 million business working like someone who only has a six-figure business. You have to do the work now as if you have the $1 million business in order to get there. And that's a huge mindset shift. So I can't wait to hear your ahas and insights. Please come over to social and let me know what your takeaways are. I cannot wait to listen. Okay, I will see you in tomorrow's challenge, day 3. Talk to you soon. The Fired Up and Focused Challenge is sponsored by the CEO Collective, my 12-month implementation and mastermind experience for women entrepreneurs ready for next-level strategy and results without the nonstop hustle and grind. If what I've been sharing with you in the Fired Up and Focused Challenge here on the Promote Yourself to CEO podcast resonates and you're ready to fully integrate these practical, profitable, and productive strategies into your business, head over to theceocollective.com/waitlist to be the first to hear when we open the doors again to new members. The CEO Collective is the only way to work closely with me and my entire team of incredible coaches this year. And when you join us, you'll have the structure, the strategy, and support that has helped many of our clients to boost their productivity so they can work less than 30, even 25 hours a week while making a full-time, amazing income from their business. Get on the waitlist now at theceocollective.com/waitlist.